This is URN.
The Drama Show Breakdown.
I'm now joined in the studio with the director, Felicity, and two actors, Joe and Almaz, who are the last play to go on at the new theatre. The Master and Margarita will be on from Wednesday to Saturday. I'll go straight away to Felicity, because our listeners won't know. I know because I've obviously listened and read the plot, but can you tell us a bit about the plot?
So the play itself is set in Stalinist Russia at the height of communism, and follows the story of the master, who's a struggling playwright, has come up with this genius play, but because of its sort of radical ideas, it's being rejected and ridiculed in the theatre, and the beautiful Margarita, who falls in love with him. So that's sort of one hand of the story, and then sort of interweaved within that is the idea of the devil coming into Stalinist Moscow and just creating havoc and chaos. He takes over the theatre, and there's lots of fun that ensues after that.
Obviously, it's a play about a play.
Yeah.
That's a first, actually. That's a first on this station. And obviously, when I last... I didn't speak to you because you obviously had to run off, but at the AGM on the 7th of October, all those months ago now, I gave your producer... Debbie. I asked her what she thought her challenges would be from the word go, and you obviously haven't heard them, so we're now going to listen to them now, you can reply and see if what she thinks was a challenge was actually a challenge. So here are the challenges.
Set-wise is going to be, I think, the biggest challenge for us, because we've got so many different subplots. We've got at least three different areas of the stage, and just trying to make them obvious is going to be a challenge. We've got ideas, but seeing how they play in the stage space is going to be an interesting one. Also, that we've got a huge cast, so hopefully getting everyone
about
together.
18.
And then some of them are multi-rolling as well, so a lot of people to organise, so hopefully getting everyone together.
So those were some of the challenges I sort of cut down, so
yep.
Do you agree with them?
Yes. Yes, I do. Our set, we had sort of an idea initially. We had an idea when we pitched the play. And actually, the idea has essentially stayed the same. It's more just a case of now that we're actually in the space, we had a reduced get in as well. We realised we're going to need to re-block scenes almost entirely, just because of, in terms of space, actors need to know how far they can move, what spaces they can move into, and making sure those distinctions are really separate so that the audience know exactly where all the actors are. So that, yeah, that's definitely a big challenge, but not as big perhaps as the large cast.
Yes, I walked into one of your rehearsal just now to collect you all, and there were a lot of people in there. I thought I'd turned up to sort of like, I don't know, a wine and cheese party or something. But no, so you've obviously got a large cast,
yeah.
But and your set is very small. Though, would it, obviously you've been directing them, they've had rehearsals, or is this before sort of the get-in that was on Sunday?
Yeah, we've put in hours and hours and hours. That is something that I was really on top of, I think. You know, I knew that we had a massive cast. I knew that getting people in was going to be tough, and working around people's schedules. Demi and I definitely put in the hours beforehand. Unfortunately, I was ill last week. Sort of this weekend, which has been a bit of a nightmare too. But we've worked around that, and the fact that we put in the hours beforehand, we started running the play last week, so that gave us a real advantage in terms of that. It's just, yeah, making sure that you're working around everyone else's schedules. Everyone's got deadlines, exams, everyone else is worrying about other things, so just looking after everyone as well more than anything.
I think. Obviously that is very important. Without the actors, there would be no play. So talking of actors, I'll go to Joe, and you play the master.
Yes.
You're sitting there, and I have to point out to listeners, he's sitting there in what look like very comfy pyjamas, but pyjamas nonetheless. Now, you don't have to explain why you're sitting in pyjamas, because obviously you don't want to give too much away, but please tell me you change out of them.
I'm not in them initially, and then I change into them.
You change into them,
yes.
Then you remain in them for the rest of the play.
I think so, yes. I'm just checking with
just double check, like I haven't lost a costume change somewhere in my script. Now, how difficult was it to get into the role of the master?
Well, it's kind of, it has its own challenges. I think a lot of the cast have found out that they've found a lot of themselves within their own roles, and similarly with me and the Master. But then also it's trying to get into the head of someone living in that kind of Soviet-era Russia with all the kind of fear and terror that permeates just kind of everyday life. It's trying to kind of really constantly thinking about that as people would have been at the time and trying to put that across in your performance while also kind of acting just as anyone else would. Mm.
And Almaz, you play Margarita, the lovely lady who falls in love with the Master.
Yes.
Was it difficult to get into your role?
Fairly difficult, though I did find a lot of myself in her. It was just difficult to kind of channel a grown woman who is in a failing, affectionless marriage that falls in love with another man. It's been difficult kind of tackling the sexuality of the character because she's quite...
promiscuous. Yeah, am I allowed to say that?
She is. You just kind of have to channel that within yourself somewhat.
And obviously, going back to the plot, it is set in Stalinist Russia, and it is quite a dark, well, it's definitely satanical because Satan turns up. Play. Now, what is the message you want students to get out of this play?
Is this to me?
This can be to everyone, but yes, we'll go to Felicity first.
I guess for me, the central theme is freedom and freedom of expression. The big line in the play, the most important line in the play, is "Manuscripts don't burn." The Master tries to destroy his copy of the play, you know, with all these reactionary and revolutionary ideas that break away from the communist regime, and he tries to destroy it in sort of a moment of self-doubt and terror as well. But Satan comes around and says, "Manuscripts don't burn." The idea that an idea cannot be extinguished, that no matter what you do to it, you've always got your idea. And that cannot be silenced, that cannot be stopped. I think that for me is the central, really central theme.
And how have you dealt with the idea, obviously, that it's set in a time period where fear and sort of paranoia rule quite substantially? And of course, with the political climate and the way Britain, the fear and things that is permeating through Britain and through rest of Europe at the moment, with the threat of ISIL and various other terrorist gangs. How have you dealt with that issue? Has that come up at all? Have you thought maybe I need to be more sensitive or more aware that this play may not be for everyone?
Yeah, I mean, when I pitched it initially, I was before sort of all of the Paris terror attacks and that sort of thing has happened. That was back in end of September. I was asked, you know, is it relevant in terms of Russia? And yeah, looking at the wider picture, definitely. I think to some extent, it can be seen as, you know, a warning as well that this is as bad as things can get. And if we aren't careful, we don't preserve the fact that our society has, you know, freedom of speech and freedom of expression, and everyone is allowed to do and say what they want. I think it is a warning of the consequences of a society that doesn't have that, a society that loses that and that gives in to the fear and the terror. So I think, yeah, definitely very, very relevant.
And one last question to all of you, because I'll let you get back because I know you're busy rehearsing. If you could change anything at all, so from Joe's point of view, it could be the style of your pyjamas. From Almaz's point of view, it could be the way you said a particular line to Joe. To Felicity's point of view, it could be sort of the way you directed an entire 30 minutes of the play. So it can be nothing. Lots of people have put it as nothing. They wouldn't want to change anything.
I think I might have looked after myself a bit better. it has been awful getting ill this last week, and it has really affected. I want to do more runs than we have been able to. So I think from my point of view, I would have eaten better, slept better, and then I think that would have been better for you guys in terms of actually being able to be there and give more supportive feedback. But hopefully the time that we put in before will sort of smooth that over. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I would just try to be more affectionate in character towards the master, which is difficult, and to say the master as opposed to the master, with my being northern, I mess up on that sometimes.
And Joe,
For the role, I was quite nice. Like, I've grown quite a big beard, and it is in the way somewhat in my day to day life. So maybe. Yeah, not have agreed to do
fake one. Just gone for a fake one, maybe.
Yeah, or maybe just slightly less.
Yeah,
maybe just trimmed it. I asked her if I could trim it a couple of weeks ago, and she said yes, and then I didn't. And it's just sort of gotten a bit out of hand since.
Yeah, and you can't trim it yourself, obviously. Well, thank you ever so much, all of you. I wish you all the best. You're obviously on Wednesday at 7:30, and then through to Saturday with your matinee on Saturday. Thank you ever so much. I wish you all the best in the world.
This is URN.
The Drama Show Breakdown.